It is so good to be here this morning. If this is your first time, my name is Seth Christman. I'm on pastoral staff here at Zion Mennonite Church. And welcome. It's so good to be together for Advent. This is so exciting. When we were looking forward to Advent and all that would come, planning as a pastoral team for how to focus our time of worship together, we identified the first Sunday as a possibility for a music Sunday. Now, I remember early on in my music pastoring work, at a different congregation, mind you, a gentleman came up to me and said, "You know how I always come right at the end of the music?" And I said, "Yes, I know." And he said, "That's because I don't really like the music." And I said, "Well, that's okay." He said, "I love the sermon, and then I always leave after the sermon." And I know for some folks, the sermon is the most important part of the worship together. For some people, maybe it's the children's story. A lot of times I get as much out of a children's story as I do a sermon. That's coming from the preacher, for the record. But for some folks, it's music. For many of you, it's music. And so this morning, we're going to sing and share songs of Advent, of expectant waiting. Most of the music that we'll share will come from the Soil and the Seed Project, which is a ministry that I work with a team of musicians and writers. Each season of the church life has music that comes with it, downloads or CDs, whichever one is your fancy, and a small prayer book that has prayers that can be done together in about 5 or 10 minutes around the table or before bed. It's an intergenerational resource. It's not meant for just kids or for just grown-ups. It's meant for anyone who finds themselves at the table. And I'll put some of these in the back on the table. If you want to come to the front, I'll have some up here at the end of church. It looks like this. This has everything that you might want or need. So before we share these songs, let's pray together. And scripture. Yeah. God, we give you thanks for structure, for the structures in the church that hold up the roof, that provide heat and cooling and plumbing for this church building, for the structures in the course of the year that turn our hearts towards you, like this structure of the season of Advent. This is a time where we turn and we look and we listen hopefully for what you might do in among us and in our midst. As we move through the season of Advent as a congregation, I pray that we would see you more clearly, that we would hope, that we would dare to hope. God, in your name we pray. Amen.
You can turn in your hymnals again to 236, the song that we taught in the pre-service, "Creator of the Stars of Night," and feel free to join.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Isaiah 2, 1 through 5. This is a vision that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above the other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths." For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion. His word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
This next one is one, it's a prayer that I wrote, and it's a song that probably shouldn't exist. I was trying to publish this next round of the project, and I ran into a copyright issue, and it was very frustrating. And I spent a week and a half on the phone with a publishing company trying to get a hold of the right people and emailing them, and I could not get a hold of them. I called them in the morning and in the afternoon and the evening, like constantly. I'm very, very good at following up with people. And the day after we sent this, so I said, "What do we do?" So we said, "Well, we'll write another song." So we wrote a brand new song. We recorded it. We mixed it. We mastered it. The day after we sent everything to be published, I heard back from the music publisher about the copyright, and it was all fine, but we didn't use the song. So we'll use it another time. But this is a prayer that I wasn't planning to write. But it talks about exactly what Becky just read about. It's about Christ leading us in the way of peace because of God's tender mercy. So the words are going to be up there for you to follow along. Don't feel like you need to sing along, but I mean, you're welcome to, but maybe just follow along and think about the text while I sing it. And the first verse is from Luke 1, verse 78. Because of the tender mercy of our God, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to us from heaven, and rescue us from our pride and our arrogance, and cover us in your mercy, O rising sun, and rescue us from our hate and indifference, and cover us in your shadow, Almighty One. And lead us in your way of peace, and lead us in your way of peace, and lead us in your way of peace. Amen, amen, amen. Because of the tender mercy of our God.
Matthew 24, 36 through 44. No one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. So you too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this: if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected.
You can turn in your purple hymnal Voices Together to number 212. And let's, as you are able and willing, let's stand together and sing one. Does that sound good? Can we stand together? And 212, Comfort, Comfort, O My People.
The last one we'll do for this portion of the service is another Soil and Seed song that I think we've sung here a few times before, so it may be familiar. The words are going to be here as well. You're more than welcome to join if you know the song.
And we'll to the heart.